Hi there. The word for today is on passing the fear test. Isaiah 12 verse 2 we read, God is my salvation, I will trust and not be afraid. So, how much of a factor is fear in your life? Take the fear test. Circle the number that best corresponds to how you feel. Number 1, I don't remember the last time I was really afraid. Number 2, I'm afraid rarely and only when I or someone close to me is in physical danger. Number 3, I'm a little more fearful than I'd like to be. Number 4, fear is a significant factor in my everyday life. I avoid anything risky or dangerous. And number 5, I'm afraid of many things on a daily basis and it changes the way I live my life. Now, if you circled number 1, you're an unusual individual who doesn't experience normal fear, and you may have to temper your actions with greater discernment and wisdom. If you circled number 2, you have a healthy attitude toward fear, and you've got a handle on it, and you should try to encourage others who have a more difficult time with fear than you do. If you circled numbers 3 or 4, you're in an excellent position to improve your life by changing your attitude. How to do it? Begin by identifying the source of your fears and to turn each of those fears into a source of faith in God. In other words, reach for Him. You see, for each area of fear, you got to figure out a positive opposite and create a plan of action to cultivate that quality. Then focus on what you can control today. And if you circled number 5, chances are fear is getting the better of you and you'll have a difficult time overcoming it on your own. So what to do? Seek God, spend time with Him, and reprogram your mind with His Word. And by the way, don't be afraid to seek help from a trusted friend or a counselor. Okay? That's the word for you today.